Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of Levi's Will by W. Dale Kramer, narrated by George Guidel. This book is copyrighted 2005 by W. Dale Kramer. This recording is copyrighted 2006 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Recorded Books Inspirational, an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. The author opens this book with a quote from Asphodel, That Greeny Flower, Book 3, by William Carlos Williams. What power has love but forgiveness? In other words, by its intervention, what has been done can be undone. What good is it otherwise? And now, Levi's Will.
Chapter 1. January, 1985. He reaches out, not quite awake yet, and his forearm comes to rest on the other pillow, cool and vacant, before he remembers where he is. It's a strange bed, not because it's 1,000 miles from home, but because Helen isn't in it. Sitting up, rubbing his face, he thinks of calling her, but it's too early. After 40 years, he knows he will find no kindness in Helen at 5 o'clock in the morning. She's been known to cuss at that hour. There's no clock. He knows the time without turning on the light to look at his watch. All his life, as far back as he can remember, with or without an alarm clock, he has always awakened at 5. There's a snap and a rumble when the gas furnace ignites and pumps warm air through the little mobile home, as it has done often during the night, fending off the brunt of an Ohio winter. Still, the air is cold on his legs when he flings the covers back. He steps into the pants he left on the chair last night and pulls yesterday's sweater over his head. The floor is cold, too. His feet slip into his shoes. Drawing back the curtain, he sees the snow has stopped falling sometime in the night, and now the stars burn fiercely as if the newly departed clouds had polished them in passing. The valley rests under an endless white comforter, a shroud of tangible silence quickened and sharpened in the glow of a crisp full moon hanging above the hilltops. The road in front of the trailer has disappeared during the night, and no grinding, clanking snowplow has yet come to break the landscape with a belt of salt and slush. Here in the country, there are no streetlights to cast a pall of darkness beyond their own garish glow. The cold luminescence of a sea of moonlit snow is challenged only by the distant glint of yellow lamplight in the kitchen window of a farmhouse tucked in against the eastern hillside, where a thin ribbon of smoke stretches from stovepipe to stars. The barn is quiet, the cows out of sight. The trees are heavy with snow. Nothing moves. A deep sleep lies over the valley. He has come to bury his father. The event is a milestone for any man, the falling of the last barrier before his own yawning mortality. But for Will Magruder, it's more. Having lost great chunks of his father in the tempest of his life, a tempest that with every passing year seems more preordained. Men are grass, he thinks. He stands very still at the window and lets his mind wander over the hills until, in a little while, he begins to merge with the night and the land. The aches and sorrows of his 60-year-old body fall away, and he ceases to be aware of himself as he is. The earth, this particular earth beneath the snow, holds the memory of him as he was. The eyes of his mind see another night, another season, another valley. Chapter 2. June, 1943. The two-story white frame house shone pale
Sample complete. Ready to continue?